This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Democrat majority-led U.S. House of Representatives will start debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Liz Cheney says there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of his office and oath. Her statement comes a week after the president called her out at a rally before the Capitol protest, urging supporters to get rid of weak lawmakers.
The Liz Cheneys of the world.
While fellow Republican Andy Biggs is blasting Cheney.
She should resign her position as conference chair.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's praising her.
Mr. Hirsch is the honoring oath of office.
Maybe more ominous for the president than House GOP defections, the New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats aren't moving against him, thinking that will help the GOP become Trump-free. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence. Miguito Vilela, the Brazilian politician elected mayor of the city of Goiânia while in a coma due to COVID-19, has died from complications of the disease. It was announced on his personal Instagram account Wednesday. Local media said he was 71. Vilela's surprise election from his hospital bed made international headlines. From Washington, this is VOA News. France's government scientific advisor has expressed strong concerns over the variant of the virus that is circulating widely in Britain and is now spreading in France. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The president of France's scientific council has referred to a study based on 100,000 positive tests that shows that 1% of the people were infected with the highly contagious new variant. He says the aim is to try to slow its growth, and France is now engaged in a speedy race to vaccinate the most vulnerable people. Authorities say almost 190,000 people have been injected with the vaccine so far, as France prioritizes those living in nursing homes and healthcare workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan expanded a coronavirus state of emergency Wednesday to 7 more regions, including Osaka and Kyoto, and tightened border restrictions as infections surged nationwide. The month-long state of emergency was implemented in the greater Tokyo area last week. It asks restaurants and bars to close by 8 p.m., with residents urged to avoid unnecessary outings and working from home strongly encouraged. Indian farmers burned copies of the government's new agricultural laws Wednesday, pressing on with their protest against the reforms, despite a decision by the Supreme Court to postpone implementation while their grievances are heard. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the outskirts of the capital, New Delhi, for almost 2 months, protesting against what they say are laws designed to benefit large private buyers at the expense of growers. The government, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, denies this, saying the legislation is required to reform an agricultural sector beset by waste. At several protest sites Wednesday, farmers threw copies of the three new laws on bonfires lit for the Hindu Lorai Midwinter Festival. France said Wednesday it had brought home 7 children of French jihadists from northeast Syria, continuing a repatriation process begun after the toppling of the Islamic State's so-called caliphate. The children, between 2 and 11 years old, and, quote, particularly vulnerable, end quote, were handed over to judicial authorities and taken into care by social services, the foreign ministry said. They had been living in Kurdish-run camps where thousands of relatives of IS fighters and sympathizers have been held since the 2019 defeat of IS in Syria, this according to a Kurdish source. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.